Welcome, and thanks for joining us for the Prince of Peace Sermon of the Week. For more information and resource materials, please visit our website at popmn.org. And now, here's Pastor Sandy Rothschiller.
Start with you. What's in your wardrobe? And I'd like to suggest to you that what you wear often reveals a little something about who you are. I want to tell you something that happened to me about something I wore just a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, I was invited to an event at the University of St. Thomas, and this was an event about leadership and sports, so I was all over this. I was so excited, and this event was being held at the downtown University of St. Thomas campus. It was in the morning, and I was all excited. I got up early. I got dressed, and as I was leaving, my husband said to me, "Are you going to wear that?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, this is like a thing about sports." I said, and I had on a pair of jeans and just a shirt and a pair of tennis shoes because I was going to be downtown. I didn't know where I was going to park, and I'm always a little late, so I wanted to make sure I could run to get there. And so I took off, and I got to the event. And as I got to the event, I was standing at the top of the stairs, and I looked down. And I thought, oh, please, please don't be this event that I'm going to. Please, 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 no, no, no. Everyone was dressed in suits and ties and dresses. Not a single person had a pair of jeans on. And let me tell you, I looked. Nobody had jeans on. And suddenly, I was so self-conscious. I thought, oh, my gosh. So I kind of slinked down the stairs. And they had a food table. So I hid behind that and loaded my plate. Because what do you do when you're a little upset, right? You eat. So I loaded my plate, and I found a chair way, way, way off in the back, and I thought, well, I can hide right here, and no one is going to find me. So I went in the back, and there happened to be two ladies in a conversation, and they were so into their conversation, they didn't notice me, which was awesome. And so I sat down, and I'm starting to eat, and I put, because I have tennis shoes on, I'm hiding them under my chair, because I was told that this woman had bought a table for us. Well, it wasn't a table. They were all chairs where your feet, if you crossed your legs, you could see my tennis shoes and my white socks. It was horrible. So I'm sitting in this chair before we go in, and this gentleman walks up in the most gorgeous suit, purple shirt, beautiful tie, and he sits down next to me, and I'm like, oh. So I finally looked at him. I said, I'm really sorry. I didn't know this was going to be a dressy event. I wore the wrong clothes. I am so sorry. And he looked at me, and he said something that I will never forget. Hold that thought for a moment. We'll get back to it. I know I love this. Okay, we will get back to it. So I don't know about what your day was like. I don't know how you got here this morning. But I do know this. Every single one of you opened up either a drawer or a closet, and you chose something to wear. You put something on. So today I chose this outfit because I was going to be preaching. I wanted to be comfortable. I have those little thingies in my boots, so they're really comfortable to step in. It's a great, easy outfit to wear. I can move around. So that's why I chose this. Take a minute and think about why you chose to wear what you're wearing right now. You're all looking at me. Did you get that? Okay, good. Because what we wear quite often tells people a little bit about us. So, for instance, if I was wearing my Gopher jersey today, I think some of you would feel sorry for me. 39-0 yesterday. We had the donut going yesterday. Yeah. But sometimes we wear things like uniforms so that if we're police officers or sometimes we're in the military, that kind of reveals a little bit about who we are. Some of us have clothes that we wear for work. Some of us have clothes that we wear for play. So our clothing can reveal a lot about us. But you know what else? Our faith has something to say about what we wear as well. And Paul tells us about that in Colossians. And it's not a wardrobe that we wear on the outside, but it's a spiritual wardrobe. It's an inner wardrobe, and it looks really different from the clothes we put on. but it's something that each one of us has been given. So right now, I invite you to look in the in your Bibles in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. I'll be reading from the Message Bible. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It is your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. You and I, we have been given this garment to wear. We have been given a garment of Jesus Christ to wear. It's an inner garment, and it identifies us as children of God. And here's what it looks like. When we put on compassion, we feel for the pain that other people are going through. That's what it looks like. When we put on kindness, we reach out to those who are hurting or have needs. When we wear humility, we are saying that we trust God with everything in our lives. And when we wear forgiveness, we let go of the hurt that others have caused us, and we give it away, and we never worry about getting even, but we share in love. That's what the inner wardrobe of Jesus looks like, that we wear, that we put on. And every one of us has been given that great gift. All of us have this great inner wardrobe. And here's what happens when we live into it. Our lives are different. And we are different. And we are seen as children of God. We experience more joy. We experience more love. And we experience more hope. And it's a great way to live. And Jesus wants us to live into that great, great life. So he gives us this inner wardrobe to put on every day. However, if you are like me, there are times when I choose sometimes a different wardrobe to wear. I don't know about you, but maybe it looks something like this.
Weren't you afraid?
No, ma'am, but they tied me in a big sack.
When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome for the tides, the sun, the sky.
Not your most attractive wardrobe to put on, but we've all done it, haven't we? I did this just last week. Someone had lied to me, and it made me angry. In fact, I was so angry that I decided to call someone else, one of my friends, and tell them about the situation, which I knew they already knew, but I just wanted to give them my thoughts and ideas about what had happened. And, you know, I just needed someone to commiserate with me. And so I called my friend, and she didn't answer the phone. And I was so mad. I just put my phone on my dresser. And then I went into a rant. I went into a real ugly rant. I said words that I would never say standing on this platform. They were harsh. They were mean. They were vindictive. And I had just let it out. I was so angry. I was so full of pride because I was right. And I was, And then I heard, your message has ended. On my cell phone? Yeah, And then I heard it again, your message has ended. If you would like to delete this message, press 3. Oh my gosh, I ran for that cell phone and I'm pressing 3, 3, 3, 3, 3. And I heard it again. If you would like to delete this message, press 3, 3, 3, 3. Your message has ended. It was recorded. It was done. All the things I said, all the anger I had was on, and it was ugly. And you know what? I felt ugly. I felt ugly. I felt disgust. I was disgusted with myself. And I thought, after I realized what I had done and that I was probably going to get caught, I thought, you know what? That was horrible. Why would I say those things if somebody wasn't listening? Why would I use that language? Why would I do that? Is that how I want to feel? I felt gross. And you know what? That's what happens when we put on a different wardrobe. We don't feel good about it. We don't feel good inside. What if I would have dealt with this whole situation? What if I would have dealt with it completely different? What if I would have used compassion, kindness, humility, and forgiveness? That message that got recorded would have never been recorded. So it makes you stop and think. What am I saying, and why am I saying it, and what's going on? I got a phone call from the friend a little bit later that day. And of course, the first thing I said was, did you get my message? She said, well, I heard something, but I couldn't really understand what you were saying because my phone was on my dresser, right? So I don't know if she was just being kind and compassionate and forgiving me, but I tell you what, it stuck with me. It stuck with me. You see, Jesus gives us this inner wardrobe of kindness, compassion, humility, and forgiveness, not for the sake of Jesus, but for our sakes. So we don't have to live and experience what I just experienced by putting on the other wardrobe. Jesus wants us to live a life that is full and abundant. And when we put that other wardrobe on, we're not experiencing joy, peace, hope, and love. We're experiencing much different. So that inner wardrobe of Jesus has been given to each one of us. And it identifies us. So how do we put that on? How do we do this? 3 things we can think about. Number 1, pray. And this prayer that we pray is, Dear Jesus, give me some guidance. Give me opportunity to share my inner gifts that you gave me. Done. Every day. Help me put on the inner clothing that makes me your child. Number 2, people. 1 or 2 people is all we need in our lives to be open and honest with and say to them, I want to dress more with my inner spiritual gifts that I've been given. And have them work with you. Have them check in with you. Have them 2 people that you trust in love to tell you the truth. And number 3, and this is the big one, practice. Now here's the part about practice that you don't think. Not practice going out and doing this. Practice it with your own self, your own life. You know what this means? Be compassionate with yourself. Do you know what? None of us is perfect in here. Every single one of us is going to make a mistake. Every single one of us is going to blow it. Every single one of us. It's because we're human. So start with being compassionate with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Give God everything in humility. And this is the big one. Learn to forgive yourself. It's got to start here. The more we practice what's going on in our own lives, the more we're compassionate and kind to ourselves. Guess what? God chose you. God loves you to pieces. God wants you to treat yourself with these gifts. Not just other people. It's got to start right here, right now. You are God's chosen, loved child. and you've been given these gifts. And once we start living these with our own selves, then we can go out and live them into the world. But first, we got to believe them for ourselves. So now I'm going to get back to that man. Told you I would. This man was the most interesting. I'll never forget this conversation. So after I like blubbered for about 5 minutes saying, I can't believe I wore that, anything but kind and compassionate with myself, right? This man looks at me and he says, why are you worried about what you're wearing on the outside? Do you think these people are going to judge you because of what you're wearing? If they do, poor them. He said, you know what's most important? Is what you're wearing on the inside. And then he said, I don't know if you're a spiritual person. True story. And I looked at him like, yeah, I am. He said, but I believe that you're a child of God. I believe that I'm a child of God. And it's what's on the inside that matters. It's on the inside. He says, you got to learn to love yourself. And then when you love yourself, you're going to go out and love others. And this man is telling me this. I was like, how did you know I needed to sit next to you just now? I did. I looked at him and he's looking at me like, ooh, crazy lady. But it was amazing. You know what he did? He practiced compassion and kindness, humility, and forgiveness. You know what? I felt like $1 million when I got off that chair. And I went and I found the lady that invited me and said, thank you so much for inviting me here. And she said, I am so glad you're here, Sandy. And we sat down and we had this amazing conference. That man gave me a gift. And I want to share that same gift with you. You are God's loved and chosen child. God loves you two pieces and has given you an inner beauty and an inner gift that you get to choose to wear every single day. So what wardrobe are you going to put on today? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you for coming to us and giving us the greatest gift of all, your love. It's because of how much you love us. You want us to live a life full of joy and hope and peace. And every time we put on the wardrobe you've already given us, we experience those things. So help us, guide us, lead us into ways where we can trust you and trust others to walk with us as we wear your beautiful, beautiful garment. Amen.